The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a bright, beautiful, nasty day here in Boca Raton. And I'm joined here this morning by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
We've had a terrible run for the last 7 days of this nasty weather here in Florida. I'm really totally taken back by it.
It isn't quite November, but this is what I always refer to as November weather with nor'easter storms. And it's a big change from our typical Florida sunshine.
We haven't had sunshine that I know of, where I am anyway, in over a week. And the wind has also been very, very nasty.
Right.
But we'll get through it, and I'm sure we'll face some very, very, very nice weather in the coming weeks to come. And sometime this morning, Janet, I did promise our listeners that we would make the announcement as to when the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate will open. And would you like to do it now, Janet, or would you want to wait a while until we discuss some of the important health issues that I know is on the agenda this morning?
Well,
I'm going to leave it up to you as a woman.
Oh, my goodness, the pressure.
Are women more curious than men?
I know that. Well, I have plans to make. I have things to attend to. So I have to say, here's what I think we should do. How about at the half-hour break?
We make the announcement
just before the half hour break so people can plan their agendas this morning. If they have some work that they have to do around the house, if they have they have to get into the shower.
Well, it's all Halloween today.
That's right.
So there may be a lot of people that are planning trick-or-treat parties for their kids or grandkids that have a lot of things to do today. So, okay, we'll do it at the before we go on the break at the bottom of the hour.
Right.
But right now, we want to talk nutrition, and some of the issues that you were discussing on Friday, I know that you still have some things you want to go into with those. So why don't we pick up on where you left off on Friday?
Well, it's kind of appropriate at Halloween because of the sugar issues, and when people are giving treats to their kids. These are very, very high sugar treats. And so on Friday, what I was talking about was the dangers of sugar. Then I got into a discussion about the dangers of erythritol, and how so many people who don't really care for the taste of stevia have been using Truvia, and they have been kind of misled. I'm going to skip the word kind of. They've been misled. The main ingredient in Truvia is not stevia, but erythritol. And that erythritol is derived from genetically modified cornstarch. So I don't know that people really want to be using that. If they knew the absolute 100% pure truth about it. And then the stevia that's in it isn't necessarily the same sort of stevia that you would, the high quality stevia that you're going to find in a health food store. And certainly people are going to be able to find really good quality stevia at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
We'll have different varieties from different companies. Because I, from my experience, I don't use sugar. I drink coffee, tea. I don't use sugar. In my tea, I will put some honey in it just to give it a little bit of sweeter taste. But generally, I do not use sugar. And the taste that I've had experience over the years in stevia, there are various taste differences between the different types of stevia. And I know early on when stevia was first introduced, it had a nasty aftertaste when you put it in a liquid. But they've since refined it to the point where there's virtually no aftertaste, but there are still some taste companies that are better than others.
Absolutely.
And I think what people have to do is look around to see which one suits them. But I couldn't agree with you more about sugar. Sugar is a nasty habit to have, and I think it creates all kinds of health issues if people continue it. And if you have children, well, I'm talking about my 8 grandkids and your grandkids, and they all get accustomed to eating sweets. And over a time of many, many years, it could cause a detrimental effect in the body. So we want to try and avoid them as much as possible. However, at Halloween, it's been a tradition for years and years. But I think as long as you restrict how much they can eat or consume at any given time, you're probably making a smart move.
Okay, so I'm thinking Halloween, and I'm thinking you grew up in New York. So in New York, did you go trick-or-treating?
In Brooklyn.
Okay, Brooklyn, New York. And I don't know, because I'm thinking about the Bronx, New York.
Well, Bronx and Brooklyn were very similar.
I know. So did you go trick-or-treating on Thanksgiving? Because that's what I remember about New York, that the kids came trick-or-treating on Thanksgiving Day.
Not in your neighborhood.
No. Okay. All right. So Halloween tonight, the kids are going to be out in force. I know my neighborhood's decorated with all kinds of scary, ghouly things, and lots of people all prepared with the sugary treats. And so just continuing the whole area of discussion that I began on Friday, and you mentioned sugar. It can be a nasty habit, and I think that's so accurate, and I think it's so far from how many people think about sugar that it isn't necessarily a habit, but it is one of the most addictive substances that people can be putting in their bodies. And there are a lot of different forms of it, some more dangerous than others. So one of the things, if for some reason I'm going to be using sugar, I do buy organic unprocessed cane sugar. And if you are buying regular sugar, many, many times it comes from sugar beets that are genetically modified. So there's a lot of little details that you need to keep in mind when you're looking for a sweetener. Now, we mentioned stevia, and that there are so many different companies, and some of the companies, their product is a lot better tasting than others. And so there is another ingredient sometimes mixed with the stevia that's more appealing to people, Lo Huan Guo, which is also
known as
monk's fruit, right? It's very good. It's so good. And it's a much better choice with regard to keeping a balanced blood sugar chemistry. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be moving on to today, talking about how so many of the products, the processed food products that we bring into our homes, unfortunately have a dramatically negative impact on our blood sugar chemistry. So stevia and the Lo Huan Guo mixture, minimal impact on your blood sugar. And so a lot of different choices in the sweetener section. One of the things that I suggest to people, raw, local, unprocessed honey. I think that that's something that you mentioned you use on occasion, Al.
Right.
That raw honey has a lot of enzymes in it. And with the enzymes, you are able to achieve a digestive process that's more efficient. So if you're just buying your honey off the shelf in the grocery store, it has been pasteurized. And when it's pasteurized, all of the enzymes are just negated. So you really want to be certain that you're choosing raw honey. And then unprocessed, so it's going to be a darker color. It may have bits of honeycomb in it. You may see some different little debris in it, but that is raw, unprocessed, and that is the better choice. Certainly, when you are looking at your processed foods, and let's think about something like soup. How many people would think that there's any sugar in their soup? But Americans' taste buds have become so perverted over time that we are almost addicted. And I'm going to say we are addicted to this very interesting taste sensation of sweet and salty. So if you're looking at any packaged products, canned soup, you take a look at the label and make sure that the sugar content is low. So many people are looking at the labels and they're finding the sodium content is where they want it, but now you really need to pay attention to the salt and the sugar.
Well, I think one of the most popular food products or grocery products is ketchup. And here's a situation where ketchup is loaded with sugar. And most kids do love ketchup, especially on their hamburgers. So they're wrapping themselves around another sugar addiction area that could be a detrimental effect later on in life. So it's so important that, as you pointed out, to read the labels. You can't stress it enough to people when they go shopping. If it generally, I remember years ago we were talking about if it has more than three or four ingredients, don't buy it, because everything that's going to be beyond the three or four is going to be all not good for you. So stick to the products that you can understand, read, and know that they are good for you. And when it comes to a choice, organic is probably the best way to go, as you pointed out, because in organic foods, they're restricting the nasty ingredients out of the product.
All of those pesticides, fungicides, insecticides, all of those chemicals ultimately have a really negative effect on your body. And so what's going on? We are having literally an epidemic of diabetes, and it only isn't only in this country. And I don't think that there are any statistics on that, but might this global epidemic of diabetes been, can it be associated with our exporting Pepsi Cola, Coca-Cola, Mountain Dew, and all of our fabulous fast food restaurants like McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and all of those, because it's so processed, that food, and we really don't necessarily know what all of the ingredients are, but is it possible that all of that taken into account, the French fries for sure are going to raise your blood sugar, the soda is going to raise your blood sugar, and there are even ingredients in the buns of those burgers that raise your blood sugar. So lots of information about your blood sugar and what you can do about it. And just before the half hour break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, we're going to tell you when the Save a Lot Nutrition Center is going to open. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Mr. Al Foreman. We'll be right back. Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning by Janet Cimarelli, and we're discussing some of the issues related to sugar. And I know that in reading literature from different health organizations, the critical area that people are looking at in the future, in the next 10 to 20 years, is an increase in people with diabetes. And diabetes is a situation that can really destroy the body. It can destroy people's hopes. It can destroy people's futures. And it makes their life very, very uncomfortable. And in the topic of sugar, Janet, there are many different areas that people have to look out for so they don't develop diabetes. And there are warning signs that people get over the course of their life, especially when they go for blood work, as to what they have to do to make sure they do not contact or get diabetes. So what are some of those points that you like to stress when you meet with people?
Well, a lot of people might not necessarily know what it feels like to have high blood sugar. So they might think that, oh, with high blood sugar, I'm just going to be full of vim and vigor. I'm going to have a lot of energy. But just the opposite is true. You may be experience extreme fatigue, really, really feeling tired, no matter how well rested you might be. You're going to feel tired as your blood sugar becomes very unstable. You're going to feel hungry because, again, your blood sugar is going up and down. Instead of being in a very narrow range, you're going to feel hungry. That exhaustion is a big issue. And then what happens is your kidneys don't function quite as well as they did when your blood sugar was in a more beneficial range. And so you're going to be dealing with more frequent urination. And then you're going to be more thirsty. So running to the bathroom and looking for something to drink. And so you're drinking enough liquids, but you never feel as though you're hydrated. Then a lot of times people might be experiencing some weight loss because there's this insulin resistance situation. Your blood sugar's high, your pancreas pumps out more insulin, but the insulin isn't working. And consequently, the cells aren't getting the sugar inside the cell where they can function, and what happens is you start to burn fat for energy, and that does lead to weight loss, which for lots of people might be a really beneficial, looked-for effect.
But that's a major issue today.
It's a major issue.
And I think the figure is 70% of the population is either overweight or obese. So this is another contributing factor, because most of those people that are either overweight or obese are candidates for diabetes.
For sure, obesity is one of the risk factors for developing diabetes because your metabolism is no longer working properly. Mm-hmm. And the food intake is not doing anything to support a balanced blood sugar. So People might start to feel numbness in their fingertips. The soles of their feet might be numb. Now, that can be pretty dangerous. I had a client years and years and years ago who for many months had no sensation whatsoever in the soles of his feet. And consequently, if he walked outside on a hot sidewalk or a hot driveway, his feet would literally be burned and he would not feel it. So he had occasion to have blisters on the soles of his feet because he didn't feel that he had been walking on a surface that was way too hot. And then, of course, because your circulation is not as enhanced as it should be, and there is an issue like a blister, things don't heal very well. So people are very slow healers when they are in the stages, different stages of diabetes. So diabetic neuropathy, and that's years of blood sugar being very unstable. But again, if people aren't paying attention, so many different body organs and body systems just are not going to be working properly. Now, some of the blood sugar instability damage that gets done, your heart and your blood vessels. Well, where do you need really healthy, tiny little blood vessels? In your brain, in your kidneys, in your eyes, and certainly in your heart. So all of those little blood vessels are drastically damaged with poor blood sugar control.
So is that why if the body consumes more sugar than necessary for it to function properly, the arteries, veins, and capillaries are all getting clogged? There's less blood flow.
There's less blood flow, and there's, I guess, kind of, in my view, a difference of opinion between the straight medical approach and what over the years I have kind of formed a picture in my mind that happens with unstable blood sugar. You think of, instead of your blood like a cool, clear stream, it has more a stream with bits of burning debris in it. And that burning debris scars the interior of your blood vessels, which ultimately will create blockages, and the interior of your blood vessels are always in an inflamed state. So you, instead of your blood delivering fabulous nutrients to all of your different cells, minerals, vitamins, and that correct level of blood sugar, your body really has to sort through a lot of garbage before it can get to the good stuff.
No question about it. I think the overall effect, though, from your knowledge, that the medical profession looks at the high blood sugar count in blood work differently than we do in the nutrition field. And would you venture to say that most allopathic physicians, when they see a high blood sugar, their first impression is to write a prescription?
Metformin. So many people.
That's the go-to item that they would use.
The first line on the prescription pad, usually.
And I know I've seen, I don't remember the names of the different pharmaceuticals, but on TV there's ads for different pharmaceuticals where people may have high blood sugar. And they're telling people to use these to help control their blood sugar. And they always have the side effects run through. And they also mentioned the fact that I've heard on these commercials that it's possible to lose weight by using these particular formulas. And I think in your particular case, when you counsel people with high blood sugar counts, they're probably in an overweight condition.
Some of them are and some of them not. It's interesting.
So to the people that are in the overweight condition, I think your first contest with them is to try to help them lose weight. Is that the first thing that you want to do?
The first thing I want to do is get on a level where we're agreeing with one another that what I can suggest to them to help them lose weight and bring down their blood sugar that they'll agree to. So we have a little bit of a negotiation.
All right. And the negotiation would include the food they're eating as well as maybe some exercise. And anything else that comes to mind that would include some of your conversation beside the proper food intake and exercise?
Well, number one, and it's hard for so many people to understand me, I tell them, no fruit. And they say,
what?
How could you be saying fruit is good for me? And I say, yes, it is. And I don't mean it's for the rest of your life. I just mean for the time that we're working on stabilizing your blood sugar, we're going to start with eliminating fruit because so many people, unfortunately, use fruit instead of vegetables. And Al, we're closing in on that break.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour.
We are. And so you have a very special announcement. I think people have been waiting. I'm getting emails. I'm getting texts from people. And they want to know, when is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center going to open?
Well, let me say that over the course of the last several months that we've been working in the store, getting everything ready, we've probably had, I'd say, about 200 people come by, poking their heads in, and even walking the store with myself or Anita Schmidt or Kyle Zant or my stepson Adam or Jasmine. And we now have also Randy Feldman with us. So we have a great staff, and what we're trying to do is get people to know that they have a new place to shop that gives them everyday low prices. And the opening, this is not the grand opening now, this is just the soft opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, is going to take place Monday morning, December 5th.
Okay.
So we're only a few short weeks away from the opening, the soft opening, which we plan to be ready for. We have a lot of work to do still ahead of us, as anybody who wants to stop by and take a look. Our vitamin selections are fantastic. I can say this as a maven and being in the vitamin field for more years than I can count, that we are superbly ready for anybody looking for a specific product or a specific additional product that would help improve their health. And, of course, Janet, you have a beautiful office there, which will be able to seat people in comfort. And I wouldn't call it luxury, but definitely in comfort, and have privacy where they can discuss with you any issue that they feel is necessary to improve their health. And in your office, you will have a variety of professional products that you won't find generally in most health food stores, because you are a licensed nutritional counselor, and we are able to carry those products because of that license. So, again, mark it on your calendars, Monday, December 5th at 9 a.m. And what we'll do is we'll let everybody know that the hours for the store are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed Sundays, and we will be closed every major holiday. So the major holidays that are coming up for us in December, and the 1st of January, of course, is Christmas and New Year's. So we will not be open those two particular days, no matter what day of the week they fall on. And we are closed for the two Jewish holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So mark that December 5th on your calendar, and we welcome everybody to stop in. And I'm going to make an announcement after we come back from this about what I would like people to be able to do when they do come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center for the first time.
And you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and more to come. Stay tuned. Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're talking about the opening, the soft opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And that date is December 5th at 9 a.m. And I do want to encourage all of our listeners to come in with their iPads, with their phones, their smartphones, and what other technological instrument they have to be able to check prices. I will guarantee that the prices that you will find at Save-A-Lot are going to be the best prices you're ever going to see anywhere, anytime, under any conditions. And I will challenge people to come in with their instruments and check our prices against anybody else's. In fact, what we're going to be doing, just to give you a little heads up in advance, sometime right before the opening, we're going to be publishing on our website. And if you haven't been to the website, I'm sure Janet will give you the information how to get there. We're going to publish some of the different companies' prices that we will be selling for at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center to give you a head start so you can look in your cabinet or you can look on your receipt that products that you recently bought and see what you paid for these products and then compare them to what the prices are at Save-A-Lot. And I said this, I guarantee that the prices we have at Save-A-Lot will be less than what you've been paying for anywhere else. I don't care whether it's in another store or whether it's in another state, another country, or it's online. It doesn't make a difference to me. We welcome people to compare prices and know that the prices at Save-A-Lot will be the lowest prices you're ever going to see anywhere, anytime. 52 weeks a year, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And Jenna, what are some of the places they can go to view the website? Because I know we just put some beautiful pictures up over the weekend.
Okay. They can go to S-A-V-A-L-O-T, Save a Lot, all one word, nutritioncenters.com. And that's where you will find all of the latest posted pictures of the progress at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, as well as all of the information about what you can expect to find when you come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So S-A-V-A-L-O-T, nutritioncenters.com. And then, of course, if you want to take a ride to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, not open for business, but the doors are open and you can come and see what is happening at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The address is 3105 North State Road 7, also known as 441. It is 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. So as you're driving on 441, you look for the Spirit Halloween store. And probably after this week, you won't be looking at the Spirit Halloween store anymore. So for right now, the Spirit Halloween store is right there on the corner of 31st and 441, but right behind find the Spirit Halloween store in the center, Penn Dutch Center. You'll see Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers with a great big Save-A-Lot logo on the front of the store. So come on in and take a look around. See what you can come to expect and pick up the cards, the telephone number if you want to call and find out when somebody's going to be there. But every day from 9 to 5 o'clock, you can pretty much find the team hard at work setting up the store. And the telephone number, 754-307-1655.
That was perfect.
Okay,
very good.
Okay. So
now, I was at the store yesterday, and I, passing by, going to the store, the Halloween store was jam-packed.
I can imagine.
The parking was just overflowing with the people shopping at the Halloween store. And I'm sure today it's going to be very, very similar for people waiting at the last minute to get either themselves or their kids or their grandkids or nieces, nephews, a Halloween costume so they can go trick-or-treating. So it's quite a place. But as you pointed out, after tomorrow, it is probably going to be a empty lot. Be haven. But the building will still be there. Well, they can still see Save-A-Lot, though.
Yes, and maybe it'll be a holiday store, a Thanksgiving store, a Christmas store.
I'm thinking of Christmas holidays. For sure.
So
getting back to the issue on hand with respect to how people can not get diabetes.
Okay. Change your genes, because certain genetic heritage, and I'm teasing, of course, you can't change your genetic heritage, but certain genes are very much linked to diabetes. So on the list that I'm looking at, that genetic connection is there. One of the things that is not on the list that I'm looking at is the connection to thyroid imbalances. So here's the connection as I have it in my brain. You're under a lot of stress. One of the parts of your body that tends to give out, your thyroid. When your thyroid gives out, that can be a contributing factor to unstable blood sugar. So the true connection is stress and diabetes. However, the stress, your thyroid, and unstable blood sugar. Being overweight, we talked about how this is 70% of the American population overweight, inactive. And so the phrase is sitting is the new smoking. So get up and move around. When you see those advertisements on television for the desk that comes up to your chest so you can be standing and doing your work, very good idea. And, of course, do a little bit of walking. Instead of taking the elevator, maybe walk up two flights of stairs and then get on the elevator. Take a walk at your lunch break. Do something instead of just sitting. Having a parent or sibling with type 2 diabetes is an issue. Okay, now here's the genetic heritage that seems to have a much higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. African American, Alaskan Native, Native American Indians, Asian American, Hispanic, or Pacific Islander. That's a pretty large swath of our population.
For sure.
Being over the age of 45. Now, I don't know what the latest census tells us, but we know we have an aging population here in the United States.
Especially in Florida.
That's true. Okay. Have you been diagnosed with high blood pressure? A blood pressure of 140 over 90 or higher. So now here's the thing. Did the diabetes cause your blood pressure to go high, or did you start with elevated blood pressure because your diet was poor, because you were inactive, and ultimately you are diagnosed with diabetes? But paying attention to your blood pressure, it's part of that whole picture. And then having low levels of HDL cholesterol. So What's the HDL cholesterol going to do? It's going to break down accumulations of triglycerides and LDL cholesterol. Remember how I talked about the connection with inflammation in your blood vessels? The LDL cholesterol is trying to cover over that inflamed interior of your blood vessel. And when the inflammation goes down, then the HDL comes along and breaks apart that LDL Band-Aid kind of thing. But if that whole cycle of maintaining your blood vessels in a healthy manner is interrupted because of how your bloodstream looks like little bits of flaming debris moving through your blood vessels, that whole balance has been interrupted.
But so, before you go on, Janet, let me ask you a question. And it may be in some of the minds and thoughts of some of our listeners today. But how do you explain that most women have a higher HDL than men do?
Because we're smarter.
Well,
no. Okay. May have to do with hormones. I don't know if there is truly a definitive answer. Possibly that you're more likely to find women eating vegetables than many men. Possibly alcohol intake is a little bit lower. Possibly because they are
more
physically active. You know, it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but just doing typical laundry, cooking,
housework,
shopping, all of those routines that typically fall into the hands of women, keep them active. So that may be an issue. And so, just really quickly, what are you looking for with regard to blood sugar levels? And you can go to the drugstore and buy a little meter and little strips. You take a drop of blood, dab it on the strip, and in 5 seconds you get a reading for your blood sugar. And what you're looking for? The American Diabetes Association, kind of questionable recommendation. They're saying you want a blood sugar of 80 to 130.
It's kind of high, isn't it?
It's kind of high, isn't it? That they're talking about a pre-meal blood sugar level, 80 to 130. And about 1 to 2 hours after having eaten a meal, the blood sugar level should be under 180. Now, that doesn't always agree with the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists and with functional medicine practitioners. Those numbers are definitely not in agreement. So, the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists, they say your blood sugar should be 110 or below after fasting, so first thing in the morning, and 2 hours after a meal, they're saying lower than 180. And again, where I'm going with that, probably lower than 160. I know Lidke has, which is a company, they have a very high quality blood sugar balancing formula, all natural. And their recommendation is you want to keep it under 140 2 hours after a meal. So, see, interesting information.
Well, I was under the impression that blood sugar and a CBC, the range was from like 70 to maybe 100.
Right.
And people that were up near the upper range of 100 had a problem or going towards a problem. And that's where you want to intercept the problem to try to correct it. But I know we're coming up on an intermission. Maybe when we come back, you can discuss with our listeners some of the nutritional supplements that you would recommend to help people when they have a blood sugar problem.
And you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and When we come back, in case you missed it at the half-hour break, we'll tell you when the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center will be open. We'll be right back. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. And our topic this morning has been blood sugar and what you can do to help prevent yourself from getting diabetes. Because if you can't control your blood sugar, you're on your way to getting a very debilitating disease, diabetes, which is going to overtake many of the other debilitating illnesses in the next 10 to 20 years. And we don't want to see that happen. So, Janet, what are some of the different supplements that you would recommend for people to help control their blood sugar and to make themselves get off that bandwagon of sugar?
Before I answer those questions, will you tell our listeners one more time when the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is going to open? And there was a caller who wanted to know a little something additional. So you're going to tell about the time that the store will be open.
It'll be my pleasure, Janet. And the store will be open on Monday, December 5th. That's only a few short weeks away. Monday, December 5th at 9 a.m. is when the store will open. And the question we had from a caller is, are we going to do mail order? And at the present time, we are not going to be doing mail order. We will have posted on our website our prices at different times from different companies we're doing business with, such as Jarro, Solgar, Country Life, Garden of Life, Solaray, New Chapter, and a whole host of other companies that most people are familiar with. But we are not going to be shipping product from the store at this particular time. That may change in the next 6 months, but at the present time, it's only to have people shop in the store only and take advantage of the everyday low prices. I hope that answers everybody's question, and I again want to repeat that December 5th is the opening of the store at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, and the store is 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. There was another caller who wanted to know about decaffeinated green tea, and I said I am so opinionated with regard to that. First of all, you would only use decaffeinated green tea if you were sensitive to caffeine. So there are some people out there who get anxious, shaky. Maybe their blood pressure goes up. Maybe their heart beats irregularly when they're exposed to caffeine. So for those people, it's appropriate for them to use decaffeinated green tea. But for the entire remainder of the population, use caffeinated green tea. green tea. Use green tea from Japan. That is the highest quality of the green teas. You're going to find those from Japan. If you want the best of the best of the best, you want matcha green tea, which is a powder and is the green tea that is used in what has been a centuries-old ceremony in Japan, because it is of such great value to the health of the consumer. So you want matcha green tea, you want green tea from Japan, you want green tea with caffeine. And why do you want it with caffeine? The caffeine is actually part of the profile of components that makes it a superior source of antioxidant nutrients. The polyphenols, all of the nutrient substances associated with green tea, the delivery of those health-supporting substances is enhanced with the caffeine. Okay.
So are you saying that green tea is all well and good for people to use?
Yes. It's a fabulous, fabulous drink. And there are plenty of people who say, well, I don't like it. I don't like the taste of green tea. And I tell them, okay, brew the green tea, put it in some other drink that you like the taste. So,
or use Lohan.
There you go. Yeah.
Another way to solve the problem.
So to go to the list of different beneficial substances that are helpful for people who have unbalanced blood sugar chemistry. First of all, Jarrow Formulas has an incredibly efficient alpha lipoic acid. It is a timed release form of alpha lipoic acid. It's called Alpha Lipoic Sustain. It is the best of the best to give your body the protection it needs from unstable blood sugar, and actually is very helpful at regulating highs and lows. So that's the goal that you have here. Instead of having a significant high and a very low low, what you want is just very moderate changes, mild changes in your blood sugar chemistry. And Jarrow Formulas Alpha Lipoic Sustain is excellent. The food choices there, you want fiber. High quality fiber is so important at regulating blood sugar chemistry. So there are different forms of fiber. And one of the most efficient that's been very well studied is rice bran. And there are very high quality choices that I'm sure will be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
As long as they're organic.
Uh-huh. And the one that I'm thinking of, unfortunately, I can't remember the brand name, but I'm thinking of a white patch, a pouch that is, for sure organic, and it is rice bran. And it's so easy to use. It mixes easily in any type of food and does wonderful, wonderful things for balancing blood sugar. Something we all should be taking, and possibly diabetics need to focus a little bit more intensely on, probiotics and prebiotics. And so that microbiome, the gut microbiome, is so important for achieving the kind of digestive benefit that diabetics need to focus on.
What are some of the other supplements that you've used over the years also? I know cinnamon has been very popular for helping people in a high blood sugar condition. Are there any other ones beside the Jarrow Alpha Lipoic Sustain Release tablet that's available?
Okay, for sure. Source Natural has a fabulous chromium, and particular forms of chromium. Solgar has GTF chromium. Source Natural has both chromium picolinate as well as GTF chromium and vanadium. So trace minerals come into this picture, and so very often people are deficient in different trace minerals if their diet is high in processed foods. So vanadium, chromium, manganese, those are very important. And I will be working with Dr. Herb Slavin and doing SpectraCell micronutrient testing so people can evaluate the whole status of their nutrition background and being certain that they do have the trace minerals in sufficient and optimal levels.
When you do recommend the trace minerals and some of the other supplements to help control blood sugar, is it something that people take once, twice, or three times a day, or is it dependent really upon the supplement itself as to when they have to take it?
I think it pretty much depends on the individual, how well they are controlling their diet, how they have made the changes from a processed food diet into a more single component food, lots and lots of vegetables, made the change into an exercise routine that's beneficial, and addressing the whole profile of risk factors. And so initially, people may need to be taking something three times a day just to focus on that Jarrow alpha lipoic sustain. Some people might need to be taking two or three times a day initially, which is far beyond the recommended label dose, but it is so therapeutic. And then as the other situations come into better control, then the amount of the supplement can be reduced.
Well, I know we're coming up on the end of the show, Janet, but I have one question having to do with the issue of sugar. And I have been reading over many, many years that the mineral magnesium can help people stop the craving for sugar. What is your thinking about that?
Absolutely. It's part of the picture. People may be protein deficient if they're craving sugar and might need some animal source protein, and they may be magnesium deficient, and so they need to address that. And that's one of the areas where the SpectraCell micronutrient test will give us the information necessary.
Well, we'll be back again tomorrow. Is that correct?
We will be here tomorrow for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, brought to you by the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.